Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state of free healthcare in Ohio.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Last year, 80,000 Ohioans relied on free and charitable health clinics. These clinics provide services at low to no cost to those that can't afford care or don't have health insurance. But funding for the centers has tapered off in recent years. For the Ohio Newsroom, IdeaStream Public Media's Anna Huntsman reports on how clinics are managing.
So, yeah, that's all from me. Any questions?
In an exam room at the Viola Startzman Clinic in Worcester, Executive Director Mark Yoder is wrapping up an appointment with his patient, Anna. Free and charitable clinics like this one in Northeast Ohio offer pretty much any service you'd get at a non-free clinic. Primary care, diagnoses, treatments, and in some cases, mental health and dental care. The clinics are geared toward low-income patients who don't have insurance. But while the need is growing, support for the clinics has dwindled.
Pre-COVID, I mean, we were raising anywhere between $500,000 a year or more. And then last year, for example, it was close to, I think it was $150,000 or $200,000. So definitely there's been a trend down.
This trend isn't unique to this clinic. Jason Coma is the executive director of Ohio's Charitable Healthcare Network, which includes 56 clinics serving patients in 86 counties.
Almost every single free clinic and charitable clinic in the state of Ohio is one or two decisions away from a large funder from not being able to keep their doors open.
Coma says the clinics rely on three main sources of funding: money allocated in the state budget, federal and state grants, and charitable donations.
The business model just doesn't work because the revenue side really is something that, you know, relies on outside influences.
Coma says a few clinics have closed already. Others have had to get creative to survive. Yoder at the Viola Startzman Clinic, for instance, began promoting its services to more patients who do have insurance, including Medicaid and Medicare.
The only way we're going to continue being able to serve this population, serve these communities, is by pushing the need for commercial insurances.
He says billing insurance gives the clinic a sustainable source of revenue, which in turn allows it to continue to care for the patients who don't have insurance. Yoder's patient Anna has insurance through her employer. She says coming to the clinic feels like paying it forward.
To me, I'm using my insurance, whether it would be here or somewhere else, so I'm happy to do whatever I can to help the community.
But Coma, with the Charitable Healthcare Network, says while this hybrid model is innovative, it isn't feasible for all clinics. Paul Baumgartner, executive director of the Lorain County Free Clinic, says while they too have experienced a drop in donations, they won't take insurance.
We don't have the infrastructure and the technology to do that.
They rely on 6 paid staff members and dozens of volunteers. Baumgartner says instead, they've expanded their fundraising and outreach campaigns to try to recruit new donors. Yoder at Viola Startzman says he's concerned if clinics don't switch to a hybrid model, there could be more closures. That's especially true with new funding concerns on the horizon. Earlier this year, the Trump administration cut grant money that had already been allocated to his clinic and others. And possible changes to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act could leave more Ohioans uninsured. Yoder says that would have ripple effects that would strain healthcare resources, cost more, and ultimately lead to worse outcomes.
You're going to have these patients progress into having to use the emergency department or having to have law enforcement called on them from their mental illness that isn't controlled. So I do think it's going to actually burden the system a lot more.
Yoder says even with their new insurance billing strategy, the clinic still needs to raise more money. Like other charitable clinics throughout the state, they are ramping up their fundraising efforts this year to try to recruit new, younger donors. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Anna Huntsman.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.